Hey, welcome to the Keeper Podcast. I'm your host, Finn, and this is
Gabriel Garciso,
Jensen Vasquez,
Debo Schumelin,
and we're going to be going over the book Keeper by Mal Peach. It was published in 2003. It has 225 pages and has really nice reviews. Now, let's go over the summary. Jensen, take it away.
The summary is basically there's a really talented goalkeeper of Brazil, and his story is about how he trained with a phantom named the Keeper, and he got recruited from a former soccer pro with the help of his boss, and how he barely won the World Cup.
All right, thank you, Jensen. Now let's go over the plot. There aren't many memorable quotes in here, at least not that we can find. But the plot seems like, in my opinion, it seems very boring. It seems very bland, very dull.
Yep.
It seems oversaturated. I mean, of course, it's a feel-good tale, and it may not just... I'm just not into it, but it does seem very overdone. Can you agree, Justin?
Yeah, because yeah. I would say the two genres of the Phantom and soccer don't mesh together well. Because, like, I can see people liking it if it was just a soccer book, or if it was just about, like, a phantom character. And yeah, I don't see those two pairing well.
Do you like the plot? But do you dislike the plot?
Yeah, I don't... Well,
do
I...
Do you dislike the genre combination?
The plot for this book, like, it's good, but I just don't like it because it's not really... like what I look for into books, because I really don't like soccer.
Yeah, I mean, that's reasonable. And
do you know anything about Brazil?
No.
No? Yeah. That seems real. You like real?
Like the movie?
No, the place.
This is not even a movie.
Alright, Nemo, now is your turn. What do you think about the plot? Do you like where it goes? Do you think it's like a fairy tale sort of?
Yeah, I disagree with Jensen. I think it's a really good combination between paranormal stuff and sports. Because it's very unique because no one else does that. And I like
how Mal Peach combined these things and made an interesting story out of it.
Yeah, you have any... Well, I guess there aren't many examples, but... I guess throughout the entire plot, those themes play a huge role. So
it's perfect. Good argument. But well, what do you think about the plot, though? Do you think? Give me an example of like a fairy tale, like, and can you like, or maybe do you think it's like its own unique fairy tale?
Yes,
but still has like kind of the theme of fairy tale, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So, okay, Gabriel, now's
your turn.
Did you like the story? Like, anything about the pacing? Or do you maybe agree with Dima or Jason about how...
I agree with Dima, because Supernatural and soccer...
Unique.
Yeah, it's kind of unique.
Yeah. And you think... And you also think Mal Pete, like, did a really good job.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Anything else like the pacing again?
Slow.
Yeah, slow. I actually think it was kind of perfect. I think the pacing was just good. Around the end, I feel it was a bit rushed.
Dima
brings like a very good point. I think his argument is strong.
I do agree that, you know, Mal Pete did a very good job of combining those two and kind of using them together, mishmashing them. It was nice seeing the Keeper, like, every time Elgato needed like assistance. We'll get to that, I guess.
I didn't find anything convenient about it. I didn't think that maybe the supernatural aspect or the genre part of it, the plot was just there. I think it actually played a big role.
Alright,
the first theme
Onto the themes. The first theme we're going to be talking about is hard work and determination. I think it's done to death. I think it's done to death. I feel like it's oversaturated. I feel like there's got to be a better message when it comes to soccer or any sports genre in general. I mean, the only sports films and stuff I've seen is just hard work and determination and other people encouraging you, right? I mean, I've seen The Blind Side. That was kind of like a nice movie. Heartwarming movie. Wholesome movie, yes. Those are my thoughts on it. Jensen or Dima, which one of you guys wants to go first?
I'll go. I like the theme because it connects with me. For example, like, I like basketball and I work hard and I never quit. Even though, like, a lot of people trash talk to me.
Good job.
But I don't give up. And, yeah.
How about, like, determination part of it? Anything about determination, Dima?
I want to get good marks.
Yeah, like in academics.
Yeah.
I see you ask a lot of questions, right? And that seems like it really determines the good marks.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So you like the theme?
Yeah.
Okay. Jensen?
I think I do like that they have hard work and determination in this book, but I think the author added a lot, like, with the story and didn't add too much of motivation. Like, the keeper, like, he wanted him to train, but, like, it wasn't, like, showing how much Elgato wanted it. And, yeah, that's basically how I feel. Because, I can relate to it because in basketball, anytime we have practice, I really want it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that, too. The thing about Elgato is, like, he's arrogant, but in his mind, maybe it's just because Elgato now is telling his story of back then, but it seems like Malpe just left out that maybe when he was young, when Elgato was young, he really wanted to win.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that. So.
Yeah,
I think it's both of you. Yeah, that was pretty
good.
So Gabriel, how about you now? Do you care about the theme?
No, I wouldn't actually care about him because I don't play soccer, and.
But you can apply hard work and determination to anything, really, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever maybe give us an example of have you ever been determined, or
no.
Have you ever worked hard to win anything?
That's
not an insult.
In a game, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like Roblox?
Yeah.
Rogue Lineage?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. Right? You work hard?
Yeah.
You're determined to not die, right?
Yeah.
To not get gripped, right?
I don't want
to
get gripped.
I get it, yeah, because you lose half your silver and everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Crazy.
And then once you lose all three of your lives, you got to restart your class.
Yeah.
And you got to get 30 grips again. You just get Oni, like, crazy. Yeah.
I understand the feeling, Gabriel. I can relate.
I played in a team in grade 6.
Really? You played on a soccer team?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what?
That's so convenient because we were just about to talk about the soccer team.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
What can you tell us
about the keeper? Let's start with the keeper. Do you think the keeper was a good coach? Like your old coach?
Yeah. But my coach was strict.
Oh, yeah? Since this is a soccer book, right? Did it connect with you at all? Like, maybe gave you some nostalgia back to grade 6?
I didn't try a grade 6. I just played it for, like, fun, because my friends were playing it. So, like, I joined the soccer team.
How good were you?
Barely got a score.
I can't remember. I'm so bad at basketball. Yeah, I don't join a lot of sports. I remember in grade 6, I did join the volleyball team, the school volleyball team. It was pretty bad. I every time we went up to serve, actually there was this one game in our second game, I actually accomplished something. Even though I had to walk up a little, I did do my serves correctly. And they were underhand serves. But yeah, other than that, even on the last game, my coach actually had to sit me out anytime I had to serve. Which was like, I didn't feel like humiliated. I was just like, yeah, that's understandable. So, pitch server? I don't know what that is, but I can kind of relate. I mean, not relate to Elgato because he's actually a good player. So, but I like the soccer team. I wish I was good at soccer. But I have like bad motor skills, motor functions, whatever. Dima, your turn. What do you think, Dima? You like the soccer team? You ever played soccer like you?
I remember in grade 5 and grade 6, me and Jensen, we were playing soccer at like breaks, and we would do like Ukrainians versus English, and it was fun.
Oh, is that what you guys called it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember we played soccer by that place in elementary. Soccer is like kind of like a, it's more common in schools than football or maybe not basketball, right? But there was always soccer and basketball at the front yard, right?
Yeah.
For you guys?
It was crazy. There's like this, the pro basketball, or was it like net? Or was it like a pole?
There's like
oh,
a
pole. Oh, yeah, we had that too, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's crazy.
There's like a pole, and then there's like a giant bucket, and then it would just one, there would be like three holes that.
Jensen, can you relate soccer to basketball or anything?
I think soccer, it brings people together, and I'd say it was because mostly when I was younger, I would love soccer because everyone else liked it, and I like joining in with my friends. But as I grew up, I knew that it wasn't for me.
Oh.
And then I started liking basketball. Well, I've always liked basketball since I was grade one, and yeah.
Well, okay, so I actually forgot. Do you guys think he used the theme as well?
I think he used the theme as well. But
yeah?
It's preferably to people that like soccer. Like people that like soccer would read this book.
Yeah. I guess an example would be like well, that's the entire story, the soccer.
Yeah.
Do you think the soccer games were describable, Dima?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think like they were intense enough?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Can you find any quotes to like? You probably can't find any quotes, right? That's all. I can't either.
You know the description where like, oh, he passed it to a corner. Oh, he passed it there. Oh, he can't.
I mean, one time it did shock me when El Ladron, the thief, he bumped it with his stomach into the net. That's crazy.
I feel like. Yeah. I feel like one ridiculous thing. Is if I understood the rules of soccer better, I would be able to understand the book better, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, has this intrigued you guys into soccer at all, again?
It got me interested on learning about the rules and, like, why my friends like soccer so much.
Dima?
No, no.
Didn't teach you anything?
No, it didn't teach me anything.
It's understandable, how about you?
No, I like sitting.
Yeah, I mean, same. Yeah, I just want to sit as well.
Yeah.
Or play Roblox soccer or something. Alright, now our last but not least theme. Supernatural. I'll go first again. I think the supernatural theme, I think LP used it really well with soccer. The coach, the keeper, he taught me a lot of stuff as well. And I mean, I guess just this keeper is a character. But the theme of it, I think MLP used it really well. And, like, he actually used supernaturality as, like, a plot point. At the end, you see Elgato. He gives Keeper the World Cup, and then the Keeper disappears. So, I like that it was true to, like, the ghost stuff, like, stuck in the middle and everything. And how Keeper wasn't done his stuff. And that's why Keeper was helping Elgato. When we get into the Keeper as a character, I think he's very interesting. So, can't wait to get into that. What do you think about the supernatural? About,
I remember when, like, when Elgato is about to give up again. But, like, when the the keeper told him, like, he should practice again because he can feel the skill inside him.
Oh, really? That's probably why. Oh, yeah.
He saw
potential.
Saw something in him. He's like, I can see, like, the skill inside you, but you just don't want to learn. Yeah, he doesn't want hard ground.
Oh, this story is like a chosen one thing.
Yeah.
I actually don't really like that. Can you guys connect Supernatural to, like, anything?
I know Mr. Duvall brought up the connection.
Okay.
I vaguely remember something, but, like, I don't know.
I'm just glad it wasn't, like, they didn't involve a religion. Like, they just... Because, like, I feel like if someone, like, read it and they're like, oh, they're talking about another religion, and they could have gotten offended or something.
That's actually really good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad Malkuth was
careful with that.
Dima?
Agree with Jensen?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think there's nothing to disagree with about that. Now on to the characters. We've been talking about Keeper a lot from the Supernatural, and now let's get back to Elgato. Do you think he developed a lot as a character?
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with age as well. Because, it mentions him, like, getting older throughout the book.
Dima, you think he developed a lot?
Physically.
I actually disagree with all of you. I mean, it seems like the only development he got was when before he got into soccer again, he went from a scrawny little newbie, right, to then an arrogant kind of guy. But then after that, we see in the interview, he's kind of more mature. That kind of like progress, that character development is so common, just like the same. Hard work.
Yeah, it's not a drastic change. Like.
Yeah, it's not a drastic change. It just comes with age. It's natural. The author didn't put any thought in it, and I don't like that. I didn't see any other character development with anybody.
Yeah, like the all keeper. The characters stayed the same.
Yeah, this story is a very non-character driven. It's more like a
soccer driven. This
seems like more like a soccer tale. And I think Elgato is probably the least interesting character. Or, I mean, goes with that. Paul Fasina?
Yeah, he has nothing to do with anything.
And his mom doesn't do anything. His dad, when he dies, we don't really see anything that happens to Elgato. Elgato doesn't mention, like, he was sad. He didn't even take a...
He's just like, oh, whatever.
In the interview, he didn't even take a moment to, like... Yeah, or, like, just for silence. Actually, no, I think he did. But yeah, I think he did.
Writer wrote more about, like, if he had any emotions for his dad, it would be more interesting.
Yeah, it didn't seem like once his dad died, it wasn't a conflict for him in any future soccer games.
The book is just focusing on the soccer
game. Yeah. This is more like a soccer tale. So, I guess it's not a book for us.
But, and then the keeper.
So,
I actually was going to ask a question, like, why would the keeper choose Elgato out of all people? But I see now, because I remember in the book,
he mentions that
he sees the potential. Do you guys like that kind of thing?
Yeah, I like the chosen one stories, because it's interesting when the character...
It's like he has a potential, right?
Yeah.
And is it brought out until, like, something supernatural happens?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to describe the theme.
Like, he doesn't
become a soccer pro until, like, something supernatural happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in, like, it's like, how are they so good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, okay, sure. Do you like the keeper as a character? Like, how is he?
I mean, clearly it's going off the normal ghost
type story thing. Do you like that kind of? Do you just like the keeper as a character?
No,
right? Yeah, he's not very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the keeper just stays stoic throughout the entire thing. Yeah. And I'm sure you think the same too, right, Jensen?
Yep.
And now our last thing, the writing style. We're gonna have to get through this quick because it's 20 minutes. I think the writing style was pretty unique.
It was easy to read.
I mean, it describes good enough, right?
Yeah, like it's right there where it gives enough detail on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just right, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, thank you for your insight there.
I like how it's
first in an interview, yeah. and it stays with Elgato's perspective throughout the whole thing. Oh, yeah, at the start, it says, Jensen, what do you say?
Like, in the beginning, it tells about how he's a soccer player already, yeah. and then, like, it's a flashback.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too. When I know the ending of the film, it's kind of more interesting to see how it gets there.
Yeah.
Just like Marvel movies and everything, you know they're always going to win. The action is nice to see, and how are they going to get there? I think that's it for the Keeper podcast. We'll see you later.
See you, future students.
And, yeah, boys and girls. And Miss Dylan.
Thank you.
Thank you
for listening. Bye, guys.
Tim Holmes. This is Gabriel Garciso.
This is Jensen Vasquez.
Jensen Vasquez.
Dimo Schumann.
Bye.